Hello, Malcolm here. Welcome to this occasional podcast series called Joy in the Morning. This is episode 14. These podcasts are my own attempt to work through my thinking and my feelings after the death of my mother earlier on this year. That was back in February 2021. I'm recording this in June of the same year. I find that talking and writing are the ways that I work out what I'm thinking and what I'm feeling and perhaps make some sense of it. So I'm recording these as things come to me. They're not regular, they're just when something happens or I have an insight or something like that, I'll make a recording. And so these are raw. They are unedited because I just don't have time right now. So if there are extraneous noises or things like that, or I apologize, but hopefully you'll find something useful here if perhaps you're going through a time of mourning of a death of a loved one, or perhaps some other kind of loss, because I think the principles of loss, bereavement are very similar in different areas of life where we sense a significant loss. So today I'm thinking through why I miss my mother more now than I did a month ago or 2 months ago or even around the time she died. This came to me because I was down at my parental home on the weekend and I went to visit my mother's grave on Sunday afternoon. And it was good to be there. Really nice to see the way that people have put flowers there and looked after the graveside. At the grave site. And good to be there, good to reflect, good to think about my mum and pray there and talk to her. I have a little conversation with mum, which is something I never thought I would do with someone, you know, when they died or something, but it just seems right to have a chat with mum there. And what I told her yesterday was, I miss her. And I suppose that might sound rather obvious, and of course I miss her, and I love my mum, and I felt so loved by her. Of course I would miss her, but why did I feel it so strongly yesterday? And as I was talking to mum, I told her, I miss you, and I'm missing you more now than I was a little while ago. I felt a bit bad about that, like I should have been, sorry, excuse me. It's hay fever. Hay fever's got to be. Oh dear. Sorry, no time to edit. Why would I miss her more now than a month or two ago? I felt a bit guilty, like I should have been missing her this much last week and the week before and 2 months ago. But I think what's happened is, I talked this over with mum, that because when she died, I was just overwhelmed and just completely knocked sideways by her death and by just the loss. It was heavy. It was all embracing the sense of loss. It sent me into a time of emotional exhaustion, I think, perhaps a spiritual exhaustion, but a sense of exhaustion, a sense of overwhelmment, a sense of, it was just very heavy. And I did miss her. My birthday was only a few days after she died. I missed her at the birthday. I missed her on our daughter's birthday was in May, and we missed her because of that. And my dad's birthday in May, I missed her. So I have missed her at these things. And I know other people have felt that they've missed her more than perhaps I have in that sense. But I think I was just so overwhelmed with the strength of the feelings. But as time has gone on, I still feel that sense of loss very strongly, but it's given way a little bit to create more space in me to realize just how much I miss her and how much I have so many things I would love to have talked over with her. And that's another thing I realize now over the last few weeks is things happen. And I talk them over with my wife, with Penny. I talk them over with my father. I talk them over with my friends and whoever else will listen. But there's more and more of them now. Things to do with family life, things to do with health, things to do with church life, things to do with all kinds of things. And the relationship I had with my mother was different to all other relationships. And so talking to her about things was different to talking to everybody else. She had her own insight. She had her own perspective on things. And now I am noticing that absence more than ever. And it made me sad yesterday as I thought about that, because I feel it more strongly. And there again, and this might be a little bit intellectual, but there again, I'm grateful for that feeling, because I am grateful that I truly miss her. And I have to say, you know, earlier on, although although I certainly missed her when she died and the weeks after, I didn't feel it as strongly as other people, and I felt something might be wrong with me. But I realise now I was just overwhelmed with the loss. And now I'm able to miss her in the same way or more deeply that other people have felt. And there's a comfort in knowing that that sense of missing her is very real. And I'm glad for that. I'm glad that I feel it at this point. Someone on an early morning jog running past. So that's my reflection. I do now miss my mum more than before, and it's painful, but it's good. It is good. So those are my thoughts for today. I wonder what you're going through. I hope that these thoughts might, in these podcasts, bring you some perspective, some comfort, some help. And do remember that even though mourning may remain for a night, joy comes in the morning.
Morning. Hi. I think we can drop you there further.
This is a very ragged recording. So that was a mum dropping their child off at school. I think I'll try that ending again. Please do remember that even though mourning may remain for a night, joy cometh in the morning. Till the next time, take care and God bless.